Radio City Sport.
Red and blue banter and debate. The legends with Aldo and Sharpie.
Early cross from Richardson, deflected by Sinnott. Might come for Gary Stevens, left footed shot. Graham Sharp with a great chance, it's there! Graham Sharp has scored for Everton. Oh, what a marvellous tonic just before half-time. Graham Sharp, whose season has suddenly turned into goals, scores the most important one of his life.
I love that commentary. I was talking with Sharpie out in the office about the fact that, you know, Stephen had miskicked his shot. I said, I can't believe you were that quick, Sharpie. Nobody's ever said that to me.
I'll take that for you, Steve. That's a compliment.
I mean, you must remember it very, very well. 2-0 win over Watford. We thought it was apt considering you play Watford tomorrow, but...
Yeah, it was. It was our first trophy as a group of players, and I think it was important, you know, to win the first trophy. It gave you the belief to go on to bigger and better things. We'd lost to Liverpool in the League Cup, or the Milk Cup it was at the time, but we'd been to Wembley and it was 0-0, and the Liverpool won the replay at Main Road. But the fact that we'd been to Wembley and there was 100,000 supporters in there, we were used to it. So this was against Watford, you know, and it was a fairy tale for them to get there. It was the first time there for a lot of their players, but on the actual day of the game, they were the better team for the first 20-25 minutes. They had Barnsley playing for them. They had a couple of opportunities. Neville Say from Barnsley. Morris Johnson had a couple of opportunities. Boy, Nigel Callaghan. Mm. So they had a decent side. So we rode the luck a little bit early on. And then, obviously, when they scored the goal, it settled us down a little bit. And once Andy Gray scored the second one, it was comfortable. You know, 2-0, win your first trophy. And then we just kicked on from there. Don't ask me if I can remember the night, because I certainly can't.
Really?
I can't.
You don't know what you did.
I can.
Where did you go?
We went to Stringfellows. That was in London. I think that was part of the FA Cup thing. If you won the FA Cup, you had to go to Stringfellows.
Really?
They snuck past us in the semi-finals is what they did.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah. We'll get on to the commentary from 92 a little bit later, but where did you go after that success?
We just went back to the hotel. We had a
reception.
No, yeah, don't believe that.
We did all the wives and the family all came. Then the boys didn't go out. Some
really?
Of them may have snuck out. We had a in the hotel. Yeah, we did. Yeah, it wouldn't matter whether we went out. Drinking's drinking. When you've won something and you have a drink and you're celebrating, and to have your family around you was brilliant for me. That's I loved that. I honestly did. Yeah. But you know, if we'd have gone out. Mm-hmm. We're taking the cup with us.
Yeah, I think that's what you've done, you know. But obviously we had a banquet afterwards when we won and celebrated, all the family were there. But I think one or two of us at the end just kind of managed to do this, a little bit of duck and diving.
A side swerve.
He was good at that. It was a good finish anyway by Sharpie. And a quick thought, because I was watching the replay of the video yesterday. You were the number nine. Mm-hmm. Who followed you as the number nine at Everton?
Oh, good shout. It may well have been Tony Cotty.
Was it? Definitely.
Yeah, I think so.
I just wonder how much pressure you had following Sharpie as number nine. We talk about Benteke in this current day.
I think a number is a big thing. You know, obviously at Liverpool, Keegan Dalglish, it's a seven. You know, and I think at Everton, it's a nine.
Yep.
So I was privileged to wear it. Andy Gray had it at the same time. We kind of alternated. If he was injured and I took it over and scored a few goals, I kept it. But I think after me and up when I left, I think it may well have been Tony Cotty who took it on. And I think it's a big ask. And you know, a lot of players have shied away from that nine.
Well, we'll continue on numbers very shortly. First caller to the Radio City Legends show. And we've got Robbie on. Hiya, Robbie.
Hey, lads. Hi, Steve.
I know you want to talk to Wrighty about Liverpool. What's your thoughts?
Expecting us to do fairly well this season, to be honest with you. But what I'd like to ask the lads is, what do you think a minimum requirement is for both managers this season for success?
For Liverpool, they have to... minimum is getting the Champions League, and they have to win a trophy. That's what I honestly think. You know, they've got to win. They've got to really, with the squad they've got to be competing in all cup competitions, and I think they've got to get back into that top four or even push even higher. But it's going to be difficult because a lot of clubs have strengthened, you know, really well. Arsenal have look a really good side. Chelsea are obviously the champions. Man United have taken people in, so it's going to be hard. But that's where Liverpool belong. They have to be in them Champions League places for the revenue, for the fans, for, you know, playing in European competitions and the big competition, the Champions League. So it's a trophy in the top four, without a shadow of a doubt for me.
Well, I think that's a good shout. But for us as well, a trophy would be long overdue for us. And people keep saying, you know, it's not going to be the Premier League, so you've got to go for the FA Cup or the League Cup as it is, and hopefully get a decent run in that. But Everton, fans will be looking at it and thinking, we've got to get back in that top 10. You know, we dropped out of it last year, and for long stages of the season, it was a worry. We were looking over the shoulder and thinking, hey, we could well go down the other way. I honestly really, really believed that we were in serious trouble then. We went on a run and won three games, four games on the bounce, and that saved us. The pressure's on not just Brendan Rodgers, but Roberto Martinez as well. He needs to improve in that season, and top 10 and above would be a massive improvement, because last year was really, really disappointing.
What about you, Robbie? What do you think the minimum target is for a Liverpool?
Well, I think we've definitely got to finish in top four, but I think we should be looking higher, to be honest with you, Steve, and definitely winning a trophy. Definitely. But what other thing I'd like to ask the lads is, Brendan's got all these run of games, first seven away games, everyone knows that it's so difficult to come through. I've worked it out that if we played the same 14 games, the corresponding fixtures last season, we'd have 20 points by the end of November. Would he still be in a job?
Well, that's a biggie, right, isn't it? And actually, look.
Hand over to Sharpie.
Let's face it, both managers start the season with pressure.
Yeah.
Don't they? Of varying sorts.
And I think for different reasons, don't they? I mean, whether Roberto's been given the resources to go out and get the players that he may want, whereas Liverpool have been given the resources. You know, obviously players have gone, they've got money back in, but they've gone and spent again, maybe on younger players. But some of the ones that they brought in have been fantastic. But I genuinely believe, and I think it's in the first 12 games for Liverpool, they play the likes of Chelsea and Arsenal and Spurs and Everton. You go through them, they play them all away from home, I think I remember looking. That's a massive, massive ask. And I think, you know, if we win all them games, we put ourselves in a great position, because then you know why. They've all got to come. They got to come back from it. They've got to come back from Anfield, so it's brilliant.
Yeah, but I think, Robbie, I think as well, I think, you know, players themselves look forward to those games. You know, if I was a player now, if I was an Everton player or a Liverpool player now and looking at the fixtures, I wouldn't be fearful.
No.
I would be thinking, what a right good start to the season this is. You know, we get a result against City or Chelsea or whoever it may be, it can kick our season on. So it's certainly one as a player I wouldn't be afraid of. No. I'd be really looking forward to the season with the start they've got.
Yeah.
And Everton as well. Everton have got really tough games as well. But sometimes that brings the better out of you. The hardest thing at times is to play the lesser teams and you struggle and then the results don't go well. But when you're playing the bigger teams, everybody is up for the occasion, the fans as well. So I think, whilst it is a difficult start for Liverpool, I think, you know, the players themselves will be looking forward to it.
I think all managers, the answer to that is all managers are under pressure. Yeah. If they start poorly, they're under pressure.
Yeah.
And a Liverpool manager is under much more pressure, because he said, you know, he said about this thing about winning some, you know, give me 3 years. Well, three years are up. We've got to produce now. And I think the start of the season is very, very important, that we are right up there and competing, you know, for every game. And I really, really think that for the squad that he's put together now, there is competition for places. And if someone doesn't do it, they can swap it around and change it around. So I'm excited by that. My problem is that we haven't played anyone pre-season of any stature to see how they're all blending in. So come the game at the weekend, that's going to be a big, big game.
Robbie, what's your top four? Where do you think it'll all finish come May?
I hate to say Chelsea, because I think Man United are going to be the ones who... Everyone tipped Man United for top four. But I think if De Gea goes, I think they've gone. To be perfectly honest with you. Then Liverpool.
So Chelsea first.
Chelsea, probably Man City, Liverpool, Arsenal. I think Arsenal always flatter to deceive.
Okay, that's interesting.
Robbie, I saw Arsenal in pre-season in Singapore and they looked really, really strong. I think they'll have a right good go to it. And they've got Peter Cech now in goal as well, which you hear everybody saying that if, you know, you've got a decent goalkeeper, it at least gives you 10 points a season. You know, I think that signing from Arsenal is something they were desperately needing. Of course, their defence still gets a few question marks over the centre-backs, but I think Arsenal will be up there. I think Chelsea, Man City, Arsenal will be the 1-2-3. I think Liverpool are fighting against Manchester United. I don't think Manchester United are great at this moment in time, simply because I don't think they signed enough defensive players.
I'll go for Arsenal second. Chelsea, Arsenal, Manchester City in my head. And then we're fighting for fourth. I think that's how I see it. Right, at your...
Oh, don't throw me. I mean, listen, I think Arsenal are better than what people think. And I think they're going to have a real go this season. I think they'll go close.
Okay. Robbie, great to talk to you. Hope to speak to you again soon. Bye. Cheers, pal.
Cheers, Robbie.
Let's speak to Dave, who's a Blue. He's in the City Centre. Dave, where are Everton going to finish this season?
I'd say just outside of the Europa League spaces.
Just outside. What do you want to talk to Sharpie about?
I was just wondering what Sharpie thinks about us being a bit more brave in games this season. With us having Barkley hopefully firing fully fit from the start of the season and the addition of Gerard Deulofeu back, who we obviously missed a lot of last season, well, all of last season, and we missed his pace until we sort of semi-replaced it with Aaron Lennon towards the end. Mm-hmm. With him, but once he's fit, does he see Martinez using Deulofeu more as a starter this time as opposed to a sub, and maybe looking at playing a bit more 4-3-3, especially in home games, with Morales and Deulofeu giving pace on both wings to feed Lukaku quicker, and a dynamic midfield three of Barkley, Cleverley, McCarthy, and maybe phasing Gareth Barry out? Or does he see Barry playing all the games and on as being quite slow in build-up as we were last year?
Well, David, good point. I think, personally, just talking to the boys before, I think he may well go 4-3-3. And simply because what you said there is Morales on one side with a little bit of pace, and Deulofeu, when he's fit, you know, on the other side, you know, he's a winger, and they can be as frustrating. You know, ask any player, wingers are very, very frustrating. Gerard Deulofeu was very, very quick, but maybe his final ball isn't great at the moment. He's still a young kid, he's still learning. But I think we might see as being more offensive, especially at home. The three midfield players, I'd maybe disagree with you a little bit. I think the three midfield players may well be, and it's only my opinion here, I think it might be Barry, McCarthy and Cleverley. And Cleverley, the one maybe a little bit more forward. I know he's come in and when he signed, he said he was hopeful he's going to get 10-plus goals. That's been a problem. We haven't had anybody scoring goals from midfield or in that final third. We've been over-reliant on Romelu Lukaku. So I think he may well change the system. I think when we go away from home, we may well revert to the two holding midfield players and Barry McCarthy and do something different. But certainly at home, we may well see a change of formation and maybe go 4-3-3. Obviously, injuries permitting, but certainly, you know, the pace of Deulofeu, you know, when he's fit, and hopefully that's very, very soon, will give us another option. I know Lennon came in the tail end of last season and did a reasonable job, and the supporters took to him because of his hard work up and down the pitch. Deulofeu has to replicate that in terms of work rate, but certainly he's got the ability. So hopefully we can see it from the off tomorrow against Watford, which will be an interesting game, but hopefully we can get off to a victory and take it from there.
What about fingers you? Crossed. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Are you optimistic, Dave? Sharpie said it was a must win before the first game of the season. Are you feeling positive?
I've got a certain level of indifference, to be honest, going into the season. But I mean, there was many times in the Moyes era where we sort of yo-yoed in between good and bad seasons, where we had a good season followed by a bad season, and you go into a season with not much hope, and then we would start well and kick back on again. So hopefully with the pressure being off a little bit this season, it feels like it is a little bit that. And without the added European games, which everyone keeps going on about, hopefully it'll help us.
Dave, I think very quickly, you know, and a good point there as well. I think the European games, I think people made an excuse for that last year, and I wasn't for that because I don't think that the travel affected us that much. The only thing that affected us for me was we were playing catch-up. Every Sunday we were playing catch-up. You know, teams had played before us and we're thinking we've got to win this game. So that's where the pressure comes. But certainly what we've got to do is we've got to be more positive. I think everybody's got to be more positive. I think, you know, the team, I think the supporters as well. I think it's very difficult at this moment in time. I think they're playing at Goodison, it's on edge, you know, and obviously people will turn around and say, well, they've got to see something before we get behind them. But I think Goodison can be a very edgy place, and teams will be coming thinking, listen, last year we came here, sat behind the ball, frustrated them, the crowd got right on their backs. And then that was like, we're a goal down, you know. So I think everybody has got to be positive and get behind the team starting tomorrow, hopefully get 3 points.
And do you know what, Sharpie? Whenever you played at Goodison and played against Everton there, the team was always after you. You know, that intensity that you're talking about from the past, and that lifts the crowd, and then there's a massive buzz right behind them, because they're a loud bunch of supporters. Yeah. And when they do that, the only way they can do that is, like you're saying, is if they put the three up front, really. And maybe Roberto's got to change some because you want to be on your front foot. Push on your front foot, push the opposition back, make them a bit hesitant, make them scared of what your team's about. And I think, you know, like Sharpie said, I think that'd be a good way, especially with the pace and the big fella up front.
Graham Sharp and John Aldridge, the legends.
Radio City Sport.